Hey everyone, this is your host, Steve. Now, I chose this video because so many of us can relate to it. It's so easy to just want to succeed, to just want to win, to gain more. But living alone and winning alone ultimately means nothing. This video is touching, and it's a good reminder of what life is really about. So after this challenge, I think everyone should go watch it and just enjoy the experience. Just take in the experience. All right, with that said, let's move on to today's key sentence. Once upon a time, there was a young athletic boy hungry for success, for whom winning was everything, and success was measured just by winning. Now, this is kind of a long sentence. We're going to talk about the vocabulary and then move back to the pronunciation. So word number one today is athletic. Athletic. The definition is strong, healthy, and good at sports. This word is an adjective, and here is the example sentence. Maria Sharapova is not only beautiful, but she is also athletic. So people who are athletic are people who generally like to do physical activity, like sports, outdoors activity. So when you think of an athletic person, you probably think of someone who is kind of strong, someone with some muscle, maybe good body shape. So this is kind of athletic. Word number two today is a tricky one, but the word is whom. Whom. Not who, but whom. This word is a pronoun, and it's really, really easy to confuse. So here is the definition. Used instead of who as the object of a verb or preposition. So the easy way to remember this is to remember that who is used when it's the subject, and whom is used when it's the object. But I will give you a couple more tips to straighten this out. First, let's listen to the example sentence. He took out a photo of his son, whom he adores. So in this case, he, this man who's the father, is the subject. But whom is referring to the son, who is the object of the sentence. Now here's a really great tip for you. Whom should be used to refer to the object of a verb or a preposition? When in doubt, try this simple trick. If you can replace the word who or whom with he or she, use who. If you can replace it with him or her, use whom. But let's go through a couple examples to make this a bit more clear. Okay, so here's a question. Who ate my sandwich? So I could replace the word who with she or he. She ate my sandwich. But I can't replace it with her ate my sandwich? No. So it's going to be who. Who is the subject, and we can replace it with he or she. All right, let's take a look at one more. Whom should I talk to about labeling food in the refrigerator? Now, you can't directly replace whom in the sentence with him or her, but you can ask the question, whom should I talk to? Should you talk to he or should you talk to him? The answer in this case is you should talk to him. So it's going to be whom. I know this is a little bit rough, so I will try to leave a link to the website that explains this in more detail, and it's going to take some practice. This is actually a really tricky word in English, despite seeming so simple. All right, let's move on to word number three. The word is measure. Measure. This word is a verb, and the definition is to discover the exact size or amount of something. So you know this word already. If you're cooking, you need to measure how much. You need to measure the ingredients that go into the food. All right, so here's the example sentence. He lost a lot of weight, so he needed to remeasure his pant size. So maybe before his pant size was 40, but he lost a lot of weight, so maybe he needs to remeasure that. So when you measure something, you're seeing how big or wide or long, the size of something. All right, let's move on to the pronunciation. I will read the sentence one more time. Once upon a time, there was a young athletic boy hungry for success, for whom winning was everything, and success was measured just by winning. I want to talk about this phrase, once upon a time. This is used in many old stories and fairy tales. If you like Disney movies and stuff, you probably heard this phrase. It's always used in the very, very beginning. For example, once upon a time, a young lion named Simba was born. just keep in mind when you hear Once Upon a Time, it's most likely not a real story. It's like a fairy tale or a fictional story. And it's always used to start the story. You would never really use it in the middle or the end. Once Upon a Time is just saying something happened a very long time ago, and we don't really know when because this is not a real story. And secondly, I want to talk about the word success. Success. This can be a really tricky word. So the first C is a hard C. It makes the k, k sound, suck. And the second C is a soft C. It makes more of an S sound, success, success. So take your time with this word. It's not too hard, but it will take a little bit of practice for many people.